The Public Service Commission is scheduled to vote on the We Energies Domtar power plant at its meeting next week, and if commissioners give their approval, it would be the final step clearing the way for construction. The $255 million biomass plant would generate power for We Energies and make the Domtar mill more competitive by allowing it to replace its aging boilers. But the Public Service Commission is concerned that the cost would be too much of a burden for We Energies ratepayers, and they have questioned whether Domtar should be footing more of the bill. Kathy Schultz is a spokeswoman for We Energies.
From what it looks like, the commission expressed concerns about the cost allocations that were proposed in the project. Obviously, it's their job to look out for all of our customers and our ratepayers.
Schultz says We Energies and Domtar are reviewing the Public Service Commission request together and plan to respond to it. Meanwhile, the development has given new hope to a Rothschild Citizens group that opposes the plant. Paul Schwantes is the co-chair of SOAR, which stands for Save Our Air Resources.
We're spending $90 million in taxpayer money, and who knows how much the ratepayers are going to see increase because of this. There's an excess of energy in Wisconsin. So why are we building this power plant? It makes no sense at all.
Schwantes says SOAR has also filed an appeal asking the DNR to overturn its earlier environmental approval. The Rothschild Village Board supports the biomass project because it will create jobs and help the paper mill. I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.